Welcome to Project Freelance. This week, I'm going to be talking all things SpaceX and Starship, the Starship launch that happened last week, because I was there. Let's get into it. Welcome to the show. So hello, my name is Kay. I am a freelance videographer, photographer, drone pilot. I do a lot of things. My clients like to call me the Swiss Army knife of content creation. And I just got home 2 days ago from the Starship launch IFT3 at SpaceX in Boca Chica, Texas. So I wanted to talk about it. I wanted to give you guys a little recap and talk about what I did there and the week and how it went and how awesome it was. So first of all, I need to say a massive thank you to my counterpart, Joey Leal, who runs Interstellar Gateway. If you do not know Interstellar Gateway, well, it's a new entity. So the website is coming soon, interstellargateway.com, but you can find Interstellar Gateway on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube, and give Joey a follow. Super excited to be a part of the team. It's been super, super cool. So let me just back up a little bit. Back in January, we flew out to Boca Chica to go kind of see the SpaceX facility. There was nothing stacked on the tower, on the launch pad. It was just completely empty, but wanted to do a little like intro video of kind of Joey, what he was doing, and Interstellar Gateway, how it was all starting. And Joey also does like CGI work, which is crazy. So there's going to be a lot of like CGI integrated into the live footage that we have. But when I tell you this footage is crazy, I can't even begin to describe it. So let's go fast forward to Sunday last week. We fly into Boca Chica and we started setting everything up. Like immediately hit the ground running. We were like, we're going to take a rest day. No, rest when you're dead. Okay. So we did not take a rest day. We decided to dive full force and get everything set up. And that means our plan was to live stream the launch, have multiple camera angles, record as well so that we could, you know, use the footage later. And that's exactly what we did. So we set out to set up all the cabling and all the crazy, crazy fun stuff that goes into a live stream on Sunday. And we fell asleep, just passed out at the end of the night, and we're just exhausted from setting everything up. But it was awesome, and I'm glad we did it that way. I'm glad we actually just like put the work in and decided that we would sleep after the week was over, you know? Like we'll sleep eventually. So I call that day zero because we didn't really go anywhere or do anything. We just got there, set up, and then just got everything working. Huge shout out to Ryan Vanderroot, this dude right here. He runs the Airbnb that we stayed at. I don't know if this is gonna there we go. So Star B&B is his spot. If you are in Boca Chica and you're looking for a cool place to stay, it is SpaceX themed. There are rockets on display. There is rocket photography on display. I would like to gift Ryan a print from this launch, so I'm probably gonna do that. But yeah, Star B&B, if you are looking for a place to stay in Boca Chica, just maybe don't rent. This is not focusing, is it? How about now? Okay. Just maybe don't rent it whenever we're there because we need it. We need it for the live streams. But it's so crazy. So Ryan gave us this little goodie bag with not only his card, but a bunch of like SpaceX themed stickers and a magnet, which is sick. If you're not watching this on YouTube, you should go to my YouTube channel, which is Project Freelance, and take a look at all these cool stickers that he gave us. That's a SpaceX landing pad. Of course, I still love you ship out in the ocean. This is what the boosters land on. And this cool little, button. We love a button. So thank you, Ryan, for that. I would like to also gift you something. So we're going to probably send him something as a thank you for all the help. So I wanted to talk about the gear that we rented. As a videographer, this is obviously my forte. This is where my experience kind of shines through. So Joey and I were going back and forth talking about like what we wanted to do for this launch and like the style we were going for. And he said maximum quality. I said, okay, well, we should probably shoot on a Blackmagic or a Red. And because Red, everything is like proprietary under Red. I know they just got bought by Nikon, so that might change here soon. But I suggested we go with Blackmagic because the learning curve is a little bit less than a Red. I would love to use a Red, but I also think it's a little bit too much for what we're... not that it's too much. There is no such thing. Some of the other photography and videography teams that shoot these launches shoot on Red. And so we're actually thinking about shooting on a red next time and doing a remote camera for the launch and just letting it get cooked. Just let it get burned up by the launch, because one, it would be a cool souvenir, even though very expensive. And two, the footage would just be insane. So we used Blackmagic. We went with the 6K Pro and shot in Blackmagic RAW, which is great. By the way, like if you're trying to shoot something and you want the maximum quality and you want the maximum ability to do things in editing, go with a Blackmagic shoot or whatever shoots in like perfect RAW. Just go with that because it's going to be worth it in the end. The day of the launch was actually, it was crazy. So early in the night, it was pretty clear. We could see the lights of the tower. We ended up live streaming. I'll get to this later. But before launch, like maybe like a couple hours before launch, everything fogged up. Like the pad fogged up because they were venting. So there was a bunch of like, you know, methane vapor and stuff like that that blocked our view of the tower. But there was like a little pocket. So when you actually see the launch, there's like a little pocket. You can see the tower in the background, or you can see the tower in the foreground rather, and the rocket going up behind it, and it like silhouettes the tower. It's insane. So we're trying to clean that up. We're actually on the search for a color grader right now to work with the Blackmagic files to get that cleaned up and pull as much out as we possibly can. So hopefully we have some footage to show you guys coming up in the next few days. Joey is working on the long edit. I was like, I'll edit. And he was like, no, I'll do it. It's just so much data. I was like, sure, I'm still going to edit my own stuff. So still going to edit anyway, which is exciting. So we first day we were there, we went out to SpaceX. We saw the Starship stacked. So the day we got there, they were stacking the rocket, which means they like actually put it on the booster and do all the pieces. We missed that, which is unfortunate, but it is what it is. Can't really do anything about that. Can't go back in time. But we went out the first day, and we were out there for like 8 hours, I think. We filmed a bunch of crazy close-up footage at night. The first night we were there, we actually went out to SpaceX and shot a bunch of night footage. So I shot the elevator going up and down at the tower, some close-ups of the nose cone of the Starship, a bunch of the workers, which the footage is insane. Like, I could damn near see their souls because we rented, like I said, the Blackmagic, shooting in RAW 6K with a 600mm telephoto lens and a 2x converter, so that's 1200mm lens, basically, which is insane. We were thinking about getting a bigger lens, but I think the 600 was perfect. We actually were back at the Airbnb, doing tests for the live stream, and I actually thought that the 2x converter on the 600 was too close to the rocket. Like, you could only see, like, the upper half of the rocket. I was like, we want to see the whole thing. So we got to go with the 600. So that's what we did. We went with the 600 for the actual launch. But, yeah, we went out there that first night. We were there, and we shot a bunch of, like, cool B-roll, just a lot of, like, stock footage, because the goal is to, like, license out the footage if people want it. So, yeah, we can do that. I would also like to eventually sell some of this as stock footage. I don't know how we would work that. We'd probably set up a different account under Interstellar Gateway and sell it through that. Because, I mean, it's just cool. It's just cool footage, and I feel like people should have licensing ability for it. So we're talking about doing stuff like that. But definitely we want to license the footage out eventually to people so that they can, like, utilize that footage as well. But, yeah, so that was the first night. And then the next day we went out and did more B-roll, which was, I believe, Monday or Tuesday. I don't even know the timeline anymore. But we did a bunch of daytime B-roll. It was crazy just being out there for so long. We were out there for 8 hours that day. It was insane. My time is like, I don't really know like where we are in the timeline. I don't remember what happened on what day just because it was so much happening. But one of the days we were out there, they did a rollback of the 29. So this is Starship S29, Starship 29, the next Starship that will launch. They had it out on the like another area in by the launch pad, but of course if you're gonna blast off a rocket ship, you got to move everything else out of the way. So they rolled S29 back to the mega bay or the high bay. I don't remember which one they put it. I think they put it in the mega bay. So there's like three giant warehouse type buildings on the SpaceX property at Starbase, and They store the rockets in there. There's also like a rocket garden where it's like they've got the different rocket ships over there, which is sick. We don't have access as the public anymore, but I hear my insider information that they're trying to reopen areas like the rocket garden for media and guests so that they can see that kind of stuff, because it is really cool. And Elon wants people to be excited about this stuff. So that's super exciting to look forward to. Hopefully they reopen the rocket garden soon so that we can do that. So they rolled back the S-29 and it was just insane. Like, I could damn near walk up and hug the thing. Obviously they wouldn't let me do that, but it rolled right past, like literally, like it was probably 2 yards, 6 feet away from me. And the thing is gigantic. It's like a, without it stacked, it's like a 25 story building just on wheels, just remote control. This guy walking with it with a remote, just like moving the vehicle that it's on. It's crazy. It was so insane. So that footage is nuts. I shot a lot of stuff on my phone as well, just so that I had, like, you know, little social media clips as well. It was hard because there was like so much to shoot, but there also was like, we definitely shot enough, I think. Of course there could always be more, but overshooting is definitely a real thing. And then the following day, Joey went out and he may or may not have hidden a GoPro somewhere to try to catch takeoff. But fast forward to launch day. So fast forward to launch day, we decided to just live stream from midnight until launch, and it ended up launching at 8:25 a.m. So we were up for all that next day, actually. Launch day, we were up. So 40 plus hours we were up, but we live streamed at about 4 a.m. We got very delirious. Things started getting really funny at that time, because that's just what happens when you don't sleep and you're just drinking sugary drinks, which I hear Elon also loves sugary drinks, which is exciting. I feel like we'd be great friends, but I don't know. Anyway, so yeah, we stayed up, we live streamed, they pushed the window back. The window for launch opened at 7 a.m. and it closed, I think, at like 9:30 a.m. So it was a very like short window for their launch. And so the GoPro that Joey had out there scheduled to start recording at 7 a.m. This is where we fucked up. We didn't account for it. We thought it would launch at 7 a.m. to be fair. It launched at 8:25. The GoPro recorded for 53 minutes before shutting off, and it missed the launch by 30 minutes. It's fucked up. So next time we do a launch, we are going to put out several GoPros at time intervals. And hey, GoPro, if you want to see if your GoPros are rocket proof, let me know. Interstellar Gateway would like to test that theory that GoPros are rocket proof at the next SpaceX Starship launch. So hit us up. Let's chat. Let's see what these GoPros can really handle. If they can really handle a rocket launch, let's give it a go. We would like to cook one of your GoPros. That's all I'm saying. So yeah, GoPro missed the launch by 30 minutes, which we were obviously devastated by, but it is what it is. We got a lot of that venting, which is cool. We got a lot of audio. Next time, we're also going to be using some audio gear. We're going to put some audio gear out remotely and have that record the audio as well, because I think that would be really cool just to have like the ambient audio of a rocket launch. The next launch is, we're hearing mutterings of like May, June, July. We just don't know yet. Hopefully June, July, because that would be ideal for my schedule personally, because I do have a 7-week tour coming up. But regardless of that, we are very, 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 very excited with the footage from the launch. So what we did, we had the Blackmagic 6K shooting with a 600 millimeter at the tower. And because it fogged up, so I set focus when it was clear at night. I didn't change a thing until launch. And thank God I set that focus, because if I hadn't, I would have been blindly trying to focus on a rocket ship that was 5 miles away from me with a 600 millimeter lens. Dude, that shit is not easy. So I'm glad I set the focus on that one and our wide angle, which was this camera here, the Sony A7S III. And I had the 85 millimeter on there as well. And that 85 millimeter lens actually has a story in itself. somebody left that on stage back in 2017 on Vans Warped Tour, and we could never find the owner. So now I have an 85. I tweeted about it. I tried to find the owner. Nobody claimed it. So I now have an 85 thanks to that. So thanks, Warped Tour. Very, very excited. So yeah, I am stoked with the footage. I just got hit up by a robotics company that I work for, and they're trying to see if I can maybe film 5 machines for them on Wednesday, which is just crazy. I'm very excited for that. But regardless of what I just said, this launch was insane, and I am very proud of what we did. I think our footage turned out amazing. So yeah, day of launch, we shot the launch. We recorded all the cameras. So we had the Blackmagic, we had the Sony on a wide 85 millimeter. We had a GoPro behind us, and we had my Sony A7 S2 in front of us as a reaction camera, and I cried. I cried when the launch happened. I gotta tell you, I just forgot how to breathe. It was the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life. I've seen a lot of amazing things in my life, but that literally took my breath away. I've never had any like live event take my breath away the way that did. It was bananas. It was bananas to actually witness something like that. And I am very grateful to Interstellar Gateway for having me out there to capture this content for them. Thank you to SpaceX for allowing us to get so damn close to the freaking thing. You can walk, you could literally, you're 300 yards away from, or 300 feet away from the rocket at their property. Like the property line is literally 300 feet from the rocket. It's insane. Obviously you can't go on the property. They've got signs everywhere on the property line. But yeah, the launch was insane. After the launch, we went out to SpaceX and saw the pad empty and the legs were toasted. We had to go get our GoPro, you know, so. but yeah, we went out there, got the GoPro, drove back and passed out. It was crazy. It was a crazy, crazy experience. And then the following day we went out there. That was our last day there. Friday, we went out for a bit just to go look for some stuff. Oh no, Friday, that's not right. Friday, we actually, so Thursday after the launch, we went out there and looked for, you know, debris from the rocket. Somebody found a perfectly, one of the hexagons, found a tile from the rocket because it like sheds some of the tiles as it takes off. It just can't handle it. So they say that debris will continue washing up on the shore. Somebody just found another tile yesterday. So they'll keep finding stuff over the next couple of weeks as it washes ashore. It's very, very cool. Those hexagons are crazy. So, and they go for like $6,000 on eBay. So people do sell them. Unless I found like 3 tiles, I would probably sell one. But if I found 1 tile, there's no chance in hell that I would sell that thing. I would keep that forever. And SpaceX doesn't care. Like, you can have them. You can have them 100%. They just need to know where you found it so that they can put that into their report, which is super cool of SpaceX. Like, it's cool that they're like, yeah, keep it. Like, what are they going to do with it, you know? So that's pretty sick. But I am very, very grateful. We flew home. So Friday we did a bunch of B-roll at Port Isabel, flew the drone around, did a bunch of like city, like island B-roll at Port Isabel, which is South Padre Island, SPI as we like to call it. So we went across the bridge, filmed a bunch of B-roll, came back across the bridge and started organizing the footage. And then Friday night we went back out to SpaceX for a bonfire that was hosted by Chief. He is very well known in the photography world as far as SpaceX stuff goes, launches go. He lived out there. This was his last launch out there. He's moving back to, I believe he said, San Antonio. And it was really cool getting to meet him. I also met John Krause, which was awesome. He was out there in his Tesla. I finally saw a Cybertruck in real life, which was fucking crazy. So I took this photo on my phone. I took a bunch on the Blackmagic too, but I took a photo with my phone of the Cybertruck with the tower illuminated in fog in the background. It looks like something out of like a supernatural futuristic sci-fi cyberpunk film like poster. Pretty sick. But yeah, I love that photo. It's now my my background on my, hang on, let me close these. It's now my background on my phone. It's a pretty sick photo. I was very, very stoked on that. But yeah, SpaceX was crazy. Interstellar Gateway was awesome to work with. And so we already have plans for the next launch. We're just waiting to hear when it is going to be so we can get everything organized. Next time we are thinking about shooting on film, like old school film, like with a fucking rotary shooting on film kind of thing, for like a retro vibe. Of course, we'll still shoot digital. We're going to get some reds. Probably we're going to probably do black magic again. We're thinking about getting an RV just so we can be portable and like charge things as we go, and like edit as we go, just post up and start editing stuff without having to drive like an hour here and there and here and there, because SpaceX is like 40 minutes away from Port Isabel. It's like an hour away from SPI, South Padre Island, and it's just insane. It's a lot of driving. So if we can find a way to be closer, while still having like a cool view, that would be dope. We're trying to get our media credentials for next launch. Just a lot going on, a lot of moving parts, but very grateful to be a part of this community. And this was my second launch ever that I got to see. I was supposed to see one when I did NASA Social back in 2019 for CRS-17, but they scrubbed the launch. I had to fly home, so I missed that one. But then I shot a Falcon launch, Falcon 9 launch in at Vandenberg up in Lompoc, California for Hover Slam Space. My buddy Brandon Wynn, I shot for his outlet. And now I'm shooting for Interstellar Gateway for Starship launches down in Boca Chica. So, yeah, I'm excited. The future is bright as far as launches go. They're trying to do like 6 launches this year. Elon, I think, wants to do 9 launches, but that's insane. So I think they're gunning for 6, but we'll see what happens. But yeah, that was just a recap on my week. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Project Freelance. I just got this gig by, I saw a post online and reached out, and now I shoot for Interstellar Gateway at rocket launches, and I'm very grateful. It's fucking awesome. And I feel like I've been working for this for a long time to get to this point. I've always wanted to do this kind of stuff, and to be a part of a really cool team is dope. So yeah, just very grateful this fine Monday. I hope you guys are doing well, and I will talk to you next week for another one. Thank you for tuning in. If you like the show, subscribe, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Stay strong. Keep enduring. Yay! Light this candle. See you guys.